Now, it's been, I think, a troubling thing for anybody who actually sits down and investigates it, that if you actually sit down and look at the four Gospels and look at the denials of Peter. Now, you won't notice it if you're just going through each one of the Gospels, because each one of the Gospels says Peter and I is going to die three times, and each one of the Gospels lists three denials. And you say, oh, great. But if you actually sit down and you compare what the Gospels say about the denials, they don't line up. They don't look the same. Yeah, they all give three, but they don't give the same details. They all seem to be very different on what they say the denials were, what they were like. So people get all upset by this, and understand, I know sometimes people say, well, why does it matter? Understand, this is the sort of thing that on college campuses and among young people especially, people point out this kind of thing to them and use it to destroy any faith that they might have in the Bible. So that's why these things are important. I know this is, people always say, oh, that's not the primary message of Scripture. We need to be worried about the primary message of Scripture. Well, if I know a lot of people are being turned away from God's Word through these kind of things, I'm going to worry about it, even if it's not the primary message of Scripture. And I know that's not the important lesson we get from this passage. The lesson maybe is that don't think more highly of our own faithfulness than we ought to think. But that's the lesson. But still, if people are using these technical details to turn people away from the faith, they're important. And if you look at all three denials in the different Gospels, they'll be different in each one. So how does that work? Well, we just saw the three in John, so I'm not going to go over those again. But remember, we saw that the first denial was as Peter was coming in the gate, being led in by the other disciple, and the servant girl who was keeping the gate accused him of being one of his disciples. The next one in John 18:25 was when he was warming himself at the fire, they accused him. And then the next one was apparently right back to back with that, also at the fire. The kinsman of the man whose ear Peter cut off accused him of being one of the disciples, and Peter denied him. So if those are the three denials, we keep those in mind. Well, what happens when we turn to the book of Luke? We go to Luke chapter 22 to see Peter's denials there. Luke chapter 22, and we'll find the first one in verse 56. In Luke 22:56, it says, "But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him, and said, This man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, Woman, I know him not." So this is the first one Luke lists. It's while he's sitting by the fire, and a certain maid, it says there, looks upon him, earnestly looks upon him, and says, This man also is with him, and he denies it. Now, like I said in John, I think that she more or less started it. Maybe Peter kind of ignored her, and then other people at the fire started chiming in, so he felt he had to deny it. So I think this fits in with the denial in John, but notice it fits in with the second denial in John, not the first. And there's no way you can try to mix it around to have the girl accusing him as he was coming in the gate be the same as accusing him at the fire. It's just those are clearly two different things. And this one lines up with the second denial in John and not with the first. And yet this is the first denial that's listed in Luke. Now what's the second denial? Well, look at verse 58. It says, "And after a little while, another saw him and said, Thou art also of them. And Peter said, Man, I am not." So this was a man who accused Peter. Well, I think that this was the man who was the relative of Malchus, the guy whose ear Peter cut off. And he accuses him, and he says, "Man, I am not." So this is not a girl accusing him. It seems the women were really giving Peter trouble on this night. It was women accusing him more than anything else. But this time it's a man, and he denies it. Then verse 59, "And about the space of 1 hour after, another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this fellow also is with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly." So this time it is an hour later. An hour after the previous guy accused him, another accuses him. And this time when Peter denies, it says immediately the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Now, I don't know, the Lord was probably being led from one trial to another or something at this point. And was passing by, just happened to be just as Peter does, this denial. He turns and looks right at Peter. Peter looks right at him. Peter realizes what he'd done. He maybe hears the fading echo of the cock crowing, even as he looks in the Lord's eyes and realizes what he's done. So he goes out and weeps bitterly. There's no doubt about it that this is the last denial. But if we try to line them up, two of them line up with John, but this last one appears not to. And it looks like we just came up with four denials rather than three.
Let's go back to Mark, see what Mark has to say about the three denials. Mark chapter 14, starting in verse 66. It says, "And as Peter was beneath in the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, And thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth. But he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew." Ooh, now there's an interesting one. A cock crows after this denial. And yet that's only the first one listed in Mark. That's kind of strange, huh? Verse 69, "And a maid saw him again, and began to say that to them that stood by, This is also one of them." Now, this says a maid in our King James Version, but in the Greek, it's actually the maid. So this is the same maid as was by the fire. And begins to say to them, he's left the fire, gone onto the porch, begins to say to them that stood by, This is one of them, and he denied it again. And a little after, they that stood by said again to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom ye speak. And the second time the cock crew. And Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, Before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept. Well, here we see two things. Number one, we've added a fifth denial, haven't we? We've seen the three in John, girl at the gate, those at the fire, along with the girl at the fire, apparently. The relative of the one whose ear Peter cut off. Then Peter leaves the fire, goes out on the porch. There, the same maid who was at the fire accuses him again, and he denies it. And then others in the gate accuse him, just like we saw in Luke, and he denies it. So now we're up to five denials. But very interesting, we have mention of two cock crowings. What is that all about?
Well, let's go back to Matthew. Matthew chapter 26. Let's see how Matthew lines up. Matthew chapter 26. And the first denial is in verse 69. Matthew 26:69, it says, "Now Peter sat without in the palace." So he's outside the palace in the courtyard like we saw before. Doesn't mention the fire here. But it says, "And a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest." Now, this is very interesting. It's while he's sitting it out without. It doesn't mention the fire, but I think clearly this is, again, the second denial we saw in John, where he's by the fire. Notice this time it says, a damsel came. So she's walking around. She comes up to the fire, sees him, and accuses him. And then it says, but he denied before them all. So notice this brings the girl and the rest of the fire into it. So this helps us tie the one in Luke and the one in John together. A girl started the accusation, but then the others at the fire chimed in, and he denied before them all that he didn't know him. So this ties John and Luke together. But again, notice this is the second denial we had in John. It's the first one we had in
Luke. And then verse 71, and when he was gone out into the porch. So he leaves the fire, goes onto the porch, and it says, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, saying, I do not know the man. So notice, in Mark, the same maid accused him out in the porch. Here another maid accuses him out in the porch. So this is actually a sixth denial. Because, of course, if a different maid accuses him, and he denies it, the same maid accuses him, and he denies it, that's two different maids. No, but this couldn't be the accusation he was first coming into the palace, because, of course, that was long before this. So this is definitely a sixth denial. Then verse 73, and after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou art also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. It lays you forth. The bewray is to set forth clearly. It sets forth, we tend to think it means betray. But no, to ray means to lay out, to be seen or to be obvious or to be clear. Your speech bewrayeth thee, makes it clear. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. So, what do we see when we actually look through and look carefully? I think we don't see three denials at all. We see six, don't we? First one in John 18:17 was by the servant girl keeping the door as Peter and John were entering the high priest's palace. The second one, which is the only one listed in all three Gospels, Matthew 26:69-70, Mark 14:66-68, Luke 22:56-57, and John 18:25. And this denial is first by a servant girl warming herself at the fire along with Peter, who comes to the fire where Peter's warming himself, and then is taken up by the men at the fire, and Peter denies it to them. Then denial number three, Luke 22:58, John 18:26-27, is again at the fire, this time by a man, a kinsman of the man whose ear Peter cut off. Then, according to Mark 14:68 and John 18:27, the first rooster crows. And Peter leaves the fire and goes out into the porch by the gate. Where at the porch, number four, Matthew 26:71-72, a different servant girl from the one at the fire sees Peter standing by the gate and accuses him. Then Mark 14:69 through the first half of 70, he's accused again out in the porch by the same servant girl who saw him at the fire, who now sees him standing by the gate. And again, four and five are different because one is a different girl and one is the same girl. And then number six, Matthew 26:73-74, Mark 14:70b-71, and Luke 22:59-60, is after as Peter has been standing out in the gate for about an hour after he left the fire. And this one is by a group of men who were also standing in the gate. And this time Peter begins to curse and to swear in his final denial of the Lord. And then we have the second rooster crow, according to Matthew 26:74-75. Mark 14:72, and Luke 22:60-62. And the rooster crows a second time. Now the Lord turns and looks at Peter. Now it all comes flooding back to Peter, what the Lord had said to him about the rooster crowing and him denying him. And this time he runs away from out of the palace grounds, out of the city, and weeps bitterly. So if we follow these through, we see that they fit perfectly. They make sense. The only caveat is that I don't know which order to put four and five in. I put the same servant girl as the fire, who saw him at the fire second, and the different servant girl first, just because that way the same servant girl did the middle one of the first three and the middle one of the second three. And for no other reason, there's really no way to tell which order four and five was in. But other than that, I would say it's pretty clear that there were these six denials. But you say, wait a minute. How could there be six denials of Peter when all three Gospels say that he was going to deny him three times? And yet I've made out that there are six. Well, that's correct, I have. And I don't think there's any other conclusion that we can come to after looking at them the way we just have, other than that there were six denials. But the fact is that Christ did three times predict that Peter would deny him three times before the rooster crowed once. He also predicted that he would deny him before the rooster crowed the second time. So let's look at that in Mark chapter 14. We've seen in John, of course, Mark chapter 14, verses 26 through 31 is where the Lord gives this other prophecy. Mark 14, verse 26, it says, and when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And Jesus saith unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. And Jesus saith unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, because remember to them, the day started at sunset, and it was past sunset. So he says, this very day now, in fact, even before this night is over, so before the sun rises, it says, before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me thrice. But he spake more vehemently, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. And likewise also said they all. So here the Lord predicts that Peter would deny him before the rooster crowed twice. And yet we have it clearly in the other Gospels. For example, what we've already seen in John chapter 13 and verse 36 through 38. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. So notice in Mark, he said, the cock wouldn't crow twice until you've denied me thrice. Here he says, the cock won't crow once until you've denied me thrice. Notice, Mark was after they had arrived at the garden, the Lord predicted this, whereas John here, they're still at the Last Supper. And if we would compare this, the Lord's predictions of the denials in Matthew and in Luke, we'd see that those two appear to be different predictions. That the Lord actually predicted that Peter would deny him four times. Twice, while they were at the Last Supper. If we compare those two times, we'll see that there were different things that Peter said first and different things that the Lord said first leading into that prediction. So I believe that they were two different predictions. This was something that the Lord kept predicting over and over, and Peter kept denying could possibly happen over and over all night. Then if we look at, we'd also see, like in Mark and Matthew, that it predicts that the Lord predicts in the garden, after they've left the Last Supper, that Peter will deny him three times before the rooster crows once. And in Mark, we saw him predict that he would deny him three times before the rooster crows twice. Now, so the Lord made this prediction four times throughout the night. Four prophecies at three different times. One, twice, once at the Last Supper. Between the Last Supper and the garden and in the garden, the Lord predicts this. Three times, he predicts that Peter would deny him three times before the rooster crowed once. And in Mark, the Lord claims that Peter would deny him three times before the cock crowed the second time. Now, if Peter denies Christ three times before the rooster crows once, and he also denies the Lord three times before the rooster crows a second time, how many denials would that be? Well, of course, it would be three plus three. It would be six denials, which is exactly what we see when we compare the Gospels. So the key here, I believe, is Mark. Mark shows us the truth that Peter actually denied the Lord six times. And the first time the rooster crowed, Peter doesn't seem to have really noticed it or paid much attention. The second time the rooster crowed, he looked at the Lord, and the Lord looked at him, and he remembered, and he was ashamed and ran out and wept. So, what appears to be a contradiction in Scripture, when we really dig into it and really look at all the predictions of it, we see that it's not a contradiction, it's a wonderful harmony. It's a weaving together of themes in the different Gospels, that they all say the same thing, that Peter denied the Lord three times, and yet we bring Mark in, that we can see that by comparing Scripture with Scripture, he actually denied him six times. And each one of these Gospels has facts in it that are unique to that Gospel that let us know, if it weren't for John, we wouldn't know about the girl at the gate. If it weren't for Mark, we wouldn't know about the two cock crowings or the same girl at the fire accusing him out in the gate. If it weren't for Matthew, we wouldn't know about a different girl from the fire accusing him out at the gate. And, Luke doesn't have a whole lot unique, I guess. But notice how these blend together. And the reality is that they blend together to give us the complete picture of Peter's denials. Now, this also denies what a lot of people say about the first three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. They say they're synoptic. They're repeating the same things over and over again, so they must have a common source. Well, I would agree that Matthew, Mark, and Luke have a common source. In fact, John has the same common source, and that's the Holy Spirit and the events that actually happened. But the reality is that when we actually look at these three Gospels, a lot of time when they appear to be giving us the same story, like they do here with Peter's three denials, they're actually giving us a different story. They're filling in details that the other ones don't have. So it's like the different musical parts in a song being played, for example, in a band. Well, if you look at the trumpet part, you can see the trumpet music, and yet you won't really get the full picture of the song until you hear the trumpet played along with the flute and the drums and the saxophones and the trombones and everything else. So what is with the Gospels? If you just read one Gospel and don't look at all the Gospels together, you don't get the complete picture. You don't get the full song. So the Gospels do not contradict themselves here about Peter's three denials. Yes, they all list different details about these denials, but if we look at them carefully, we discover that's because Peter actually denied the Lord six times. And these Gospels are complementing each other, not repeating each other when they list these denials. And so the differences between them are not contradictions, but supplemental information, which when we weave it all together, we get the complete picture. Now, the final question we might have is, why then does no gospel just say, oh, forget this whole weaving together thing, and just list all six denials? Well, I think there are reasons for that. Number one is, why don't you dispense with all the other instruments in the band and just have one instrument play the whole thing? Well, that's what you do with a piano, I suppose, but still, there are things you can do with many instruments in a band or in an orchestra that you can't do with just a single instrument alone, a piano. There's variations in sound and type of sound and so forth that you can't get with a single instrument. And I think there's a picture of the Lord, that different pictures of the Lord, different sides, different facets or aspects of him and of the story that actually are brought out and made more brilliant, more wonderful when they are repeated in different Gospels like this, rather than if they were given in one giant Gospel that did everything all together and in one place. So why doesn't one list all three? Well, then you wouldn't have the harmony. Then you wouldn't have the symphony that God wanted to produce with all four Gospels together. Plus, I think that there is a parallelism there with the three denials and then the threefold restoration that the Lord did to Peter, as we'll see it in John chapter 21. So there's a reason they each want to list three denials rather than any of them listing all six. And really, three is stamped all over it. It's three before the first cock crew, three before the second cock crew, and then three times that the Lord restored Peter after his resurrection. But that's the story of Peter's denials, a so-called contradiction that many people have noticed. And I think far from a contradiction or something that should make us lose faith in the Bible, it's actually something that shows us how brilliantly the Bible is written. And when we dig deeply, we see how the truth that is contained in it is reliable, not unreliable. That different witnesses don't result in slightly skewed views of the facts or statements that aren't true. That actually results in a completer, more full picture. It shows us that there was a single guiding hand behind the writing of all of these Gospels, because who could have made sure that Matthew listed the one denial that the other three didn't, or that Mark talked about the second rooster crow and the other three ignored it, made sure that John had the girl at the gate when all the other three ignored it, who made sure that somebody listed every one of the six denials? So because if one of them was missing, we'd be in trouble. We wouldn't be able to work it all out. So who made sure that each one listed the denials they had to list? Well, again, that was the Holy Spirit guiding the whole thing. So yes, there were human authors, but the whole thing was overseen by the Holy Spirit. So I think this so-called contradiction in Scripture, when we really study it, should lead us to more confidence in God's Word rather than less, which sadly, when a lot of the opponents of the Scripture bring this kind of thing forth, they want to destroy people's faith in the Word. But really, I think this should be cause for more faith in the Word, when we understand how wonderfully all these Gospels fit together in giving us this picture. Open His Word and see, knowing God in the Word, finding truth in this broken world, knowing God in the Word.
the spoken word. Stay on track, arm ourselves with love. All we are for God above. Back with back, for His word is true. Walk with Christ and He'll bring us through. Only truth can set us free. Obey His word and see. Knowing God in the word, finding truth in this broken world. Knowing God in the word, finding truth in this broken world. Finding truth in this broken world.